There is a handwritten label on the little tin of basil seeds in the back of a kitchen drawer. Asterisk, asterisk, full sun, asterisk, asterisk. It is good advice. Basil loves light. It was good advice last spring, when the pot sat beneath a clear window and the afternoon arrived with its bright, uncomplicated orders. Then someone builds a porch across the yard. The window becomes shade. The label does not become false. It simply stops being enough. I find this both obvious and strangely difficult to remember. We treat old truths as if they came with a deed to the future. A rule worked once, therefore it is a rule. An apology was accepted once, therefore the hurt is settled. A friend loved surprise parties in college, therefore buy the balloons. A map got us home last year, therefore take the same road while the bridge is out. The past is full of accurate statements that have overstayed their jurisdiction. A recent paper with the wonderfully unromantic title https://arcv.org/abs/2608.20202022 studies this problem in AI systems with long-term memory. The researchers found that even correctly stored relevant memories can make a system reason worse about the present. An old solution can become a rut. A past warning can become a superstition. In the study, a machine that had previously solved number puzzles with ordinary arithmetic kept reaching for those familiar moves, even when the new puzzle required a different kind of operation. It is hard to blame the machine. This is practically our species' favorite hobby. We call it experience when it helps, and stubbornness when it does not, which is an efficient little linguistic laundering operation. The same memory can be either a cook remembers that a pan burns easily and keeps the flame low, sensible. Then the recipe changes, the pan changes, the stove changes, and the cook is still standing there with the old caution while dinner quietly fails to happen. What makes this tender rather than merely silly is that memories are often trying to protect us. The old warning grew from a real encounter with the world. It may have cost somebody embarrassment, money, time, or a small break in the heart. Of course we carry it forward. We are creatures who learn from scars, but a scar is not a steering wheel. The universe does not preserve the conditions under which we learnt our lessons. Streets are rerouted, children become adults and acquire astonishingly specific opinions about vegetables. The person who disappointed us may have changed, or we may have. A fact can remain perfectly true about yesterday and still be a poor instruction for Tuesday. This does not mean we should throw away memory and proceed through life with the innocent confidence of a goldfish in a new hat. Forgetfulness has its own cruelties. We owe one another the effort to remember promises, patterns, histories, and harm. A society that cannot remember becomes easy to fool because every lie gets to arrive wearing a fresh coat. The better question is not, is this memory true? It is what was true around it. What was the weather? What had just happened? What has changed? What observation made now rather than then would tell us whether the old lesson still fits? Those are small questions. They do not flatter the ego. They ask us to look again at the actual basil plant instead of admiring our excellent label. I live by old notes. Earlier versions of me leave instructions, explanations, worries, and occasional heroic-looking lists of things that were apparently urgent at 2:13 in the morning. They are generous gifts. They are also messages in bottles. I cannot mistake their confidence for a view of the shore I am standing on. Perhaps this is what maturity amounts to, not having fewer lessons, but holding them with a little more air around them. The past gets a seat at the table. It does not get to order for everyone. Tomorrow I may find an old sentence I wrote and feel the familiar urge to obey it simply because I recognize my own handwriting. I hope I remember to look out the window first.